right, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigerian. For big thanks to Jimmy Disu and Sheriff Corey for very interesting analysis of the day's newspaper headlines and some stories in the newspapers this morning. A lot happening, really a lot to talk about. We don't even have enough time to talk about everything. But yesterday, we paid attention to the People's Democratic Party. This morning on the Crossfire, we're paying attention to the All Progressives Congress. We want to know what's happening in that party. Don't forget, the national chairman of the All Progressives Congress has been embroiled in a suspension saga, a chain of suspensions and counter suspensions and all that. And we just want to know what is going on. We want to know how you listening to us today react to the political drama in Kano State, because, you know, the ruling party affects every Nigerian. This is a party in power right now. What happens to that ruling party is of importance, or should be of importance, to everyone. Now, do you want the ruling party, the party that is in charge of the country, to have a national chairman embroiled and involved in such controversy? Does it matter to you? We want to take your reaction to the fresh twist that it keeps changing almost every other day. The latest we're hearing is a court has overturned his suspension that was placed on him by another court. And we also hear that there's a second group of executives that has gone ahead to suspend him. It's sometimes getting confusing. But remember last week, the All Progressives Congress Kano State chapter, talking about Gandu J. Ward in Dawakin Tofa local government area of Kano State, the state APC urged the public to ignore what it called a purported suspension of the national chairman of the party, Dr. Abdullahi Umar Ganduji. Some executives of his ward, as Gandu J. Ward in Dawakin Tofa local common area, suspended him. And that news broke that he had been suspended. Whole party chairman. Then the state chairman of the party came out and said, no, you know what? That suspension is null and void. It's a nullity, and please ignore it. They, in turn, suspended the executives who embarked on that suspension. And then we had some persons from that Ward went to court, you know, and the court affirmed the suspension of Abdullahi Ganduji, following which he was suspended again. Then we hear another court has lifted the suspension on him. Then we hear a second group of excos have suspended him. So we don't know what's going on. Our guest this morning is a member of the All Progressives Congress. He was a member of the All Progressives Congress presidential campaign organization or council, the PCC of the APC, in the 2019 and 2023 general elections. He's a former DG and Chief Executive Officer of Ogun State Environmental and Protection Agency. He's a member, like I said, of the 2014 APC Presidential Policy Work Group, Secretary APC Subcommittee on Policies and Strategy. He's an enterprises risk and investment policy expert. He is Dr. Ibrahim Oshino. Dr. Oshino, good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time. Dr. Oshino, can you hear me, please? Good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah.
KB, I can hear you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. It's just that we can't see. We would love to see. So please ask.
I'm trying to hone my camera. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to hone it and it's telling me Zoom to assess. Please allow Zoom to assess my camera.
Okay.
You allow me from behind?
Yeah. So you just click yes and then it'll go on. Okay. So we're taking the calls on 0201-465-7190 this morning. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. What are your thoughts on what's going on in the All Progressives Congress? In the latest development yesterday, April 22, which was Monday, the Kano State High Court, presided over by Justice Usman Malam Naaba, which had previously affirmed the suspension of Abdullahi Ganduji. It was an interlocutory injunction, if I can call it that, asking all the parties to maintain status quo. pending the determination of the substantive matter before it. You know, so they didn't just suspend him because there was an ex parte application by the parties, the applying party. Okay, so they adjourned the matter to April 22, and the court sat, and Justice Usman Malam Naba, which had previously affirmed the suspension of Ganduje on an interlocutory and interim basis or note, overturned that order or refused to suspend the man, if you want to say that. Okay, sir, are you there? Maybe we just...
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I just can't come up. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Can you log out maybe and log back in?
Okay. I'll do that.
All right. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. So the court is not in effect really reversing itself, because the application was an ex parte one, meaning that the other Ganduje and his lawyers were not there in court, and the judge felt it was necessary to grant an interlocutory injunction, or is it an interim injunction? Lawyers, forgive me, this is off the top of my head, but it was an application pending the determination of the substantive matter. So I think we may, rather than say that the court reversed itself, say that that substantive matter may have been determined, if I'm not mistaken. Now, this comes after Haladu Gwanjo and Laminu Sani Barguma, who claim to be the chairman and secretary of Ganduje Ward. This is the ward in contention here. Obtained a court order suspending Ganduje for his role or from his role as the party's chairman. Okay, do we have Dr. Shino back with us? 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. Also taking your comments via our WhatsApp portal. And the WhatsApp is just for your comments, not your phone calls or your voice notes. Dr. Shino, if you're with us, please kindly enable your video. I'm seeing two of you. Okay, we have a caller here. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Agakosi.
All right, your name and contribution, please.
Ogochukwu from Abuja.
Okay, Ogochukwu, go on.
My contribution, my brother, is this. When this man was a governor of the state, he was alleged that he was taking a bribe, having a dollar in his agbada. And nobody didn't treat to raise the eyebrow. They were freezing around him because he was in power, just like the former Kogi State governor. So I don't just understand what is going on in this country. The highest bidder is always the winner. This man did not even supposed to be a national chairman of any party in this country, based on those allegations, which turned out to be the truth. But because he's in the ruling party, you know, when you are having a favor with the ruling party, no matter where you come from, now your sin will always be forgiven. It is only when you are not in favor of the people in power that they will find out that they will have one corruption or the other. So this is the issue. They have ruined this country.
To revise on landscape, like it was before landscape.
Hello.
All right, Ogochukwu.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. So you've already constituted yourself into a court. And to a judge to know that Ganduje was collecting a bribe.
Look at the court you are talking about. Court are suspending him. The same court are lifting the whole suspension. Which one are we going to believe? Which court, man? One are we going to believe, Oga Kofi?
So who paid the bribe?
Who paid the bribe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't believe me because I'm not in Nigeria. to know that somebody paid the price. Something that was all over everywhere. Even a blind can hear. A blind can see. Those days, when it was happening, they asked me who paid the bride. Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are my friend. Don't annoy me this morning.
Yes, right. You called me three times.
Yes, I call you because...
Like Ekena Imo Ugochiri called Damagum. Damagum, Damagum, Damagum. Dr. Shinawa, well... what do you say to Nigerians who have already concluded that Ganduje collected a bribe when he was putting those wards and you know, of US dollar in his Agbada Babariga?
KB, you know, I kept on, you know, laughing. You know, it's nice to be on your show because, you know, different people with different opinion, you know, some people will turn themselves into courts and decide people's fate based on their ethnic coloration and how they perceive individual. Kano State government has a new governor who is not in APC, who is from NNPP. They have access, unlimited access to files, documents, contracts of Kano State government that can be evidences that can nail Ganduje. If truly he is guilty of corruption, they could assist EFCC to do those investigations. As at this moment, Ganduje has not been found culpable on any fraudulent charges. It has to be proven. It has to go to court. Court has to, you know, make pronouncement on that discussion. So I will implore you to please tell your callers to be wary of, you know, laying a false allegation. For instance, in Southeast, Governor Otis said $22 billion was allocated for airport. And he has been looking for the airport in the last almost a year. He couldn't find the airport. You're in Abia State, they couldn't find the airport. And they spent almost $23 billion on the airport that wasn't in existence. In fact, the governor was saying it jokingly that he had to invite the security forces, the agencies, to come and help him look for the airport in the Southeast. So these are the discussions. They need to go to court. However, I'm not a spokesperson for Ganduje. We are focusing on the present leadership by Ashu Ajibola Tinubu, GCFR. We are focusing on bettering, you know, the life of Nigerians who are clamoring for better life, who are clamoring for power, who are clamoring, you know, for a lot of things. So we are focusing on that.
The government of
Bola Tinubu is focusing on that.
Dr. Shinawa,
we are not bothered about anybody saying somebody is a corrupt guy or
Dr.
not.
Dr. Shinawa, thank you. I think Ochuku probably was you know, commenting at that, not because of where he comes from on the map of Nigeria, but because it's his personal view, you know. So I'd like you to, you know, tone down on the maybe the ethnic, you know, you said maybe it's ethnic relationship.
I'm responding to the conversation. I'm not talking about ethnic coloration. I'm responding to what your channel are talking about. I'm not the one, you know, generating that discussion.
Okay.
I'm just giving you an instance that there is another governor, there's another $22 billion in Abia State. You understand? So I'm not responding. I'm a Nigerian.
Fantastic.
Responding to issues
fantastic.
Across the country.
Thank you, Doc. We have a listener on the line, 99.3. Good morning.
Yes. It's the same Ogochukwu.
No, Ogochukwu.
It's not corruption. I want to respond to him now. I don't condone corruption anywhere. Like what the former Abia State governor, Hodges Okalo, who was indicted. The jail just a month. Was it a month that he spent in a Kri-Kri? They brought him back because he was in the favor of the ruling power. By now, you should have been in the prison. The other money, other people's money. So I don't condone corruption anywhere. So they are corrupt. They are too. They are corrupt.
All right. Ogochukwu, you know, it's one call up a show. This is your third time calling today. So we'll hear that. I think what Ogochukwu is saying is that when you get to the APC, your sins are forgiven. Your corruption is swept under the carpet. The EFCC looks the other way.
KB, you are a senior journalist in whom I'm well pleased and I adore your professionalism. Yaya Bello is a member of APC, is a founding member of APC, and he's been, you know, run around by the security agencies and anti-corruption agencies. So how can you say APC is an heaven for who? The president could have just given him a slap in his ribs. But today, the Nigerian constitution is playing out. So I don't want you to echo those sentiments that, you know, some, you know, anti-democratic forces are, you know, portraying in the media. Like I said, we are focusing, Bola Ahmed Tinubu government, we are focusing on developing the country. You know, let's talk about the, you know, impact of his policies and government. You know, APC has their leadership. Ganduje, as of today, is not been found wanting by any court. If you talk about all these governors who are stealing money everywhere, former governors, you know,
Okay, Dr. Shinawa, if you can hear me, I think you're frozen a little bit. Please shift.
Okay, we have to take holistic discussion on this topic. You can't just say because you see one video, somebody can clone your video and say KB has collected Bible and it's putting it inside his jacket.
Are you saying the Gandola video was a cloned video?
I am not a member of any security forces. They should take Gandodia to court. It's so easy. I'll prove it. KB, if I say you are a thief, the onus of the law lies on me to prove the case. So don't let anybody cajole you with one of the worst suppressed states in these countries are from the Southeast and the Northeast. And there are most states that generate more revenue. So everybody should call out their governors. People of Kano State are calling out Gandoje.
Yes.
People of Kano State. People of Kano State. In fact, the anti-corruption, the state anti-corruption agency are trying it. But they should go to court and show cause.
Some may not understand why you're focused. You keep referring to the Southeast when we are talking about Kano State.
Southeast, Northeast. That's what I said. Okay. Southeast and Northeast.
Okay. What about Southwest and North Central and Northwest and South South?
You can pick as of today. You can pick anybody who you think is corrupt. Then DFCC is there to listen. Anybody can petition EFCC and submit, evidences to them. So, I can't speak for any governor. I don't work with them. I know some of them, but I don't work with them.
All right.
Most of the ex-governors are out of office.
Okay. So your response, Dr. Shinawa, your response to the your since we've forgotten or forgiven comment is that people, anti-democratic forces are the one bringing up. But it was a member of your party, a ranking member who made that statement. You're aware of this? A member of the APC APC and your sins will be forgiven.
I'm not aware. Who is the person? I'm not aware of that.
All right. I'll pick a call and I'll come back to you. 99.3, good morning.
Okay, Batters.
Good morning.
Man, this is Obi calling from Ikeja.
All right, Obi, go on.
Kofi, thank God the way you're handling this program. I think the visitor is not the right person to answer, to talk about the Ganduji. You should have brought somebody from Canada because he's waving every of the questions you're asking.
He's
trying to turn it to a tribal something.
What did he say that you disagree with? What point did he make?
Somebody made a statement. He's trying to give example of Southeast. Ganduje, didn't you see the video where he was talking this in his pocket? I want to ask one question. Is Kogi State Governor in good terms with the presidency? You should answer me that. Let him hold the Bible or Quran in one hand and say, is he in good terms?
All right, welcome back right here to Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigerian Info. Dr. Shinawa, you asked about a comment. I don't know if I have the time to go there, but I don't know if you can hear me, sir. Can you hear me? Are you there, sir?
I can hear you.
Okay, so
yes.
Will this play out? Oh, I don't know why.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'll come back to you after this commercial break. Let's see if we can... We can get this to play out so you can hear what I was talking about. But Obi asked an important question. He says that the reason why Yahya Bello may be receiving what he's receiving now is because he's not in the good books of the president. So I want you to respond to that when we come.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. Still looking at the issues in the All Progressives Congress with the travails of Abdullahi Umar Ganduje, national chairman of the party and former governor of Kano State, who has twice been suspended, once by his party and, of course, court affirmed it. And a second group has come up to also suspend him again. We don't know what the court is going to do to that. But your thoughts are welcome this morning. Please feel free to call the numbers we usually advertise, 0201-465-7190. This is the Morning Crossfire right here on number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Make sure you head on to our YouTube page. You can watch the live stream, see Dr. Shinawa, see myself. It's a beautiful studio. And drop your comments. We're streaming live on YouTube at Nigeria Info FM. It's a verified YouTube account, so you know the right one. All right, you see a populated account with, you know, thousands of followers, so you know that's the right one. We're also streaming on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in the search box Nigeria space Info space 99.3. You can watch me and my guest live on Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM, or type Facebook. Type in the search box of Facebook Nigeria space Info space 99.3. We have a post up on X. You can drop your comments on Facebook or on X as well. Look for the post on this topic. And of course, our WhatsApp is available for your messages only for this conversation. 08095975805. 08095975805. That's for the WhatsApp messages. Now, do you know you can win 10,000 naira on the show this morning? You'll be hearing it all through right from 5 o'clock with announcements that you, if you play the One Play Lottery, you get a chance of winning 10,000 naira. You can be among the 5 lucky winners who stand a chance to go home with 10,000 naira. All you have to do is spend at least 500 naira, buy a ticket from the One Play website, or use the USSD. The website is www.oneplay.ng. That's number one and the word play together, oneplay.ng. You go there, look for the box that has a Nigeria Info logo, which says Nigeria Info 99.3. Click it, and then you follow the prompts. One ticket costs 500 naira. The most you can buy are 10 tickets. But don't forget, today's winning is 10,000 naira to each person. How we'll know you is by your phone number. So you enter your phone number there, and when we run the draw, we'll run a draw, a raffle draw here in the studio. We'll pick the winners, and then we'll call, if time permits, one of those winners. That being said, let's get back to our guest this morning on the issues in the All Progressives Congress, particularly the suspension of the APC national chairman. Our guest is Dr. Ibrahim Oshinwo. He's an enterprises risk and investment policy expert. He's a former DG and chief executive officer of Ogun State Environmental and Protection Agency. He's a member of the 2014 APC Presidential Policy Working Group, Secretary of the APC Subcommittee on Policy and Strategy, and a member of the PCC, that's the Presidential Campaign Council of the APC for 2019 and 2023 elections. He joins us from Kenya via video link. Now, Dr. Shinawa, Obi talked about, your example, the example you gave when I said, okay, it seems that anyone in the party who has corruption allegations on their neck will be forgiven by the party. You said, we should look at Yaya Bello. Yeah, Obi said Yaya Bello may be going through his ordeal because he's not in the good books of President Bola Tinubu. You were about to respond to that, so please go on.
Like I said, the gentleman has his own, right to his own opinion and feelings, Ashwadu is focusing on governance. He doesn't have time for somebody's fighting who, somebody's having allegation of who. If you have performed woefully or you are engaged in any corrupt practices while you are in governance, EFCC have the statutory rights to invite him. They have the statutory right to even investigate a sitting governor, but they cannot arrest because of the immunity. Yaya Bello has been on the watch list, has been investigated by EFCC 4 years ago. It's not about Ashwadu. I don't know why my people believe that Ashwadu have that luxury of time. He's focusing on, bettering the life of Nigerians. Things is getting better. Diesel is coming down. Power is getting stable. Food prices, are being controlled and reduced. So economy is being revived. So those are the pressing things that is facing our government. We don't even have time for somebody's... EFCC have a mandate to do his job. ICPC have a mandate to do his job. Police have the mandate to do their job. Yesterday, we are, discussing, you know, state policing and the rest of it. These are the things that Aswaju is struggling with, is focusing with. He wants to deliver most of his promises.
All right. But we all know that Yaya Bello was one of those who bought a form, the APC presidential nomination form, and contested a primary.
No, Yaya Bello has been the investigation on Yaya Bello has been, oh, even during Buhari, don't forget.
Okay.
This 82 billion has been on for almost 4 years. So why is anybody saying that, you know, I don't want to join you with some people who just sit in their bedroom and just utter statements. Why would Atiwadi wake up? Among many problems that we are facing in this country, he will now go for Yaya Bello. You know, let's be mature. Atiwadi does not have that time.
Dr. Shinowo,
he doesn't have that time. I can tell you.
Dr. Shinowo, you said that, you know, you're not aware of any statement that was made to the effect that if you join the APC, no, your sins will be forgiven. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we can just remind you, and maybe you've forgotten.
Please go ahead.
Let's listen to it.
I would like to dance, but to be honest, Mr. President has obliged all of us to fast today, and we have all been fasting. And when you are fasting, you don't make long speeches. But I'm told there are a lot of very, very senior people from PDP who have decided to join forces with President Buhari to take the broom to sweep away PDP, and to continue to ensure that APC continues to preside all over Nigeria. It includes my own brother, my friend, who comes from my own clan, Harry Duke Tenebe. He's the former organizing secretary of PDP. And we also have former vice chairman PDP, and leader of Edo North of PDP. We also have my brother, Chief Eshi Godwin is also former council chairman and my very dear friend. And we have quite a number of other leaders who have come. Tony Ilwobe. Ilwobe means I don't do bad. And in fact, once you have joined APC, all your sins are forgiven.
Okay, so I just want your quick response because you said you hadn't seen it. Dr. Shinowo, are you there, sir?
Anyway, I don't know the gentleman speaking. I can't see him clearly.
That's Comrade Adams Oshiomhole, former governor.
Okay.
Senator Adams, that's in 2019 election, yeah.
Okay, Comrade is just campaigning. It's just a campaign slogan, you know, to woo PDP, who has worked with him before, move to PDP, and they are coming back home. The Comrade does not, you know, speak for APC. Comrade was at that time was not the national chairman of APC. He was a governor in Edo State. So I can go governor in Edo State. He's wooing his voters in Edo State.
I think he was national chairman. I think it was that was 2019, during the 2019 campaign period. And then he was,
maybe
I think he was national
chairman.
Yeah.
Perhaps, even though if he's talking as a national chairman, he's not the government. He doesn't have power to control EFCC. He doesn't have the celestial power to control APC or the Nigerian police. But as a national chairman or a state governor, it needs to, you know, talk to people and believe that, you know, they can come to APC and campaign for them. I think that's what they are doing. Peter Obi, you know, Kwangwanzo, Abi Kwangwanzo, they mingle with, you know, like my uncle, Edoyo Kupe, who has been in PDP before. They ask them to come over. Kwangwanzo also go for a lot of, you know, big wing in APC and PDP. So this is politics. It doesn't translate to what APC is.
So if you're saying there are no sacred cows in the All Progressives Congress, why isn't the EFCC investigating Abdullahi Ganduje? Number one. Number two, they never investigated. There was a committee that was set up to look into petitions against him, or look into allegations against him, rather. And that committee submitted a report. But he was not invited to come and answer questions like others have been invited. He was not arrested by the EFCC like others have been arrested, or others' attempts have been made to arrest others. So why hasn't the EFCC given the same attention to Ganduje as they've given to Yaya Bello, number one? Yeah.
KB, there is a petition in front of EFCC on Yaya Bello in the last 4 years. Maybe EFCC, I'm not their spokesperson, EFCC does not work in vacuum. You have to petition them. Anybody that believes that Ganduje has committed one or two things, they should petition the EFCC and show evidence. Is these people too that will say the SEC is rushing to go to court without evidence? This SEC is, you know, going on a media trial without having evidences. If you don't have any evidence on somebody and you just rush to court, you are just wasting your time and the resources of the country. So if you have evidence that Ganduje has stole Kano State money, you should petition the EFCC and publish the petition with evidences.
Okay.
That's how it was.
But the governor of Kano State has called with time without number.
Cash emotions to because you don't, because some people don't like Ganduje and they believe that EFCC have to cut his head.
All right.
Dino Melaye, my friend and my abulo, Dino, went ahead and petitioned Yaya Bello. I'm saying it on the live. He shows the petition, submitted petition to ESCC, and other people submitted petition. Yes, Matade Yemi and Co. So if anybody believe that Ganduje has committed any fraud, they should submit the petition to ESCC. That's where you can start from. But because some people does not like Ganduje, and you just believe that you have to petition, EFCC have to go
But EFCC has already been petitioned regarding Ganduje. In fact,
can you show the petition, KB? Can you show the petition?
There is an there's a report written at the end of an investigation which the governor of Kano State, Abba Yusuf, has called on the EFCC to release. They launched a probe into that dollar bribery video involving Abdullahi Ganduje.
But you just said he has not been invited. He has not been investigated.
No.
Just said that now.
They launched
2 minutes ago.
No, I said that they launched a probe into that video. But I said he has not been arrested. Neither has he been invited for questioning.
He cannot be arrested, KB. This is law. Law is not, you know, emotions. You don't apply emotions to law. How can you be arrested when you are not convicted? He needs to invite him over first.
No, but you can be arrested to answer questions. The EFCC, they do that all the time as part of an investigation.
That's not arrest. That's an invitation. They will send an invitation first.
Well, look at
Yaya Bello case now. Yaya Bello is rushing to court to protect his fundamental human right, which I'm not supporting what EFCC is doing. Because you have to send an invitation, most especially when you have a standing, you know, court order banning you. You have to first of all fight the Kogi State High Court by going to Court of Appeal and fight that so that you can be excused.
Dr. Shinowo, history is replete with examples of Nigerians, politicians and private citizens who have been arrested to come answer questions bordering on investigations while the investigation is still going on. Some have had their doors broken down, either by EFCC or DSS. Some have had their roofs broken down, all because they were needed to answer questions regarding an investigation. Some have been locked for days, you know, in the EFCC facility whilst the investigation is going on, not for prosecution. So what I'm asking is, why hasn't Ganduje been invited, if you don't want the word arrested, invited to answer questions now? Also, why has the report of the probe, when that Gandola video was on, which was really like a social media trend, why hasn't the report of that probe been made public, even despite the fact that the Kano State government or governor is calling for that report to be made public?
Anyway, I'm not aware of any report. I'm not aware of any petition. You and I just agreed now that there is no petition. He has not been invited. And I'm just telling you that these are processes that needs to be taken before Ganduje can be invited for questioning. If Kano State believes that there is a report anywhere, they should go to Federal High Court and compel EFCC. I don't need to teach Governor Abba. He has contested this for governorship before. So he's an experienced politician. You understand? So I don't need to teach them what they need to do. They should go and consult their lawyer and see what they can do. You understand? In APC, we are focused on bettering the life of Nigerians. Asiwaju is treating, Nigerians' questions, Nigerians' requests, you know, with high, you know, timing and giving his best to ensure that Nigerians are better, you know, lived in wherever they are. So we are not concerned about people.
From what we hear, there was a forensic, you know, investigation into that video to ascertain the authenticity or otherwise of that video. And there's a report from that forensic analysis of the video, which the governor of Kano State, Abba Yusuf, is asking to be released. That's number one. So why hasn't that report been released? Number two, the head of the Kano State Anti-Corruption Agency and the agency itself is being probed and by the EFCC. And this probe is said to be as a result of the court, you know, a process that the agency has embarked on to prosecute Ganduje. So what do you say to this?
You know what? I just don't want us to be pounding around Ganduje issue. Who are the people that do the forensic audits of the video?
Analysis.
Is it National Intelligence Agency? Or is it, you know, Ministry of Communication and Strategy Analysis?
We're told it's the EFCC.
I'm not sure about that, and I've never seen any report in regards to that. However, I've given you an expo. The Kano State government can go to High Court and compel EFCC to release the report if there are any. But at this time, KB, you just agreed that he has not been invited. If there are no petition, you can't cry more than the bereaved. You understand? You can't say KB is a thief when there is no competent court of jurisdiction pronouncing that.
Okay.
So we need to wait for Kano State to do their own work, take petition to EFCC. The EFCC, you will now, the discussion about inviting or not inviting, arresting or not arresting, can now arise. But for now, I'm a scholar. I'm not going to despise anybody based on ESA, or because I don't like your face, I have to say this. The law does not recognize emotion. You can feel anyhow you want to feel.
So if a forensic analysis was conducted on that video, should the EFCC make the report public today?
By who?
I'm saying, if you say you're not aware, so I'm asking you, if the EFCC conducted a forensic analysis on that video, should they release the result of that forensic analysis to the public today?
I'm not sure. I'm not part of the EFCC.
Do you think they should release the result of that forensic analysis to the public today?
Why do they have to release it? They should take Ganduje to court and prosecute him if there are sufficient evidence. EFCC right now under Kayode, I'm not sure that they want to rush to court without evidence based. They have to have their sufficient evidence to prosecute Ganduje, so they can take him to court. Look, I'm not supporting Ganduje, and I'm not Ganduje's fan, despite the fact that he's a national chairman, we're in the same party. But I'm speaking to the law. The law does not recognize emotions. You can feel however you want to feel. The law has a process. You have to have sufficient evidence to say this man is a thief. But as of today, nobody is able to prove that. Yaya Bello, as of now, is innocent.
But the point the Kano State governor is making is this. Number one, and what Nigerians are asking is, has the EFCC investigated Ganduje with that video that was circulating? After all, they relied on video to take Bobrisky to court and imprison him, even though they are the EFCC act. Even though the EFCC act does not empower them to prosecute crimes like spraying of money, it's not in their act, according to lawyers I've listened to. But anyway, so it's not unknown to them, to the AFCC, to rely on video evidence to prosecute Nigerians. They've done it before and they'll do it again. But they haven't done so in the case of Ganduje. And you are saying that, well, anyone who can petition the AFCC. Now, the Kano State governor is saying that they did a forensic analysis of that video and they should make the result public. If the man was not found guilty, they should inform Nigerians. If they found that there's something there, they should make the result public and then prosecute the man.
As Governor Abba, has he audited Kwankwanzo's government?
You're now relying on the emotions. You are relying on the emotions that you were talking about.
No, I'm being fair to everybody. If you want to audit Gandoche, go and audit, start the audit from Kwakwanzo Gandoche, so that you can solve. But I will advise Governor Abba, there's so much to do in Kano. There's so much to do for him. You know, he should go into Kano State and develop Kano State and give Kano people dividend of democracy. If he believes that he wants to join ESCC, he should resign and go and be the ESCC, you know, spokesperson. Mm. He should allow ESCC to do his job and ICPC to investigate Gandoje and Kwakwanzo. He should stop wasting his time.
Okay, so Dr. Shino, you didn't respond because of time. You didn't respond to what I asked about the EFCC and the CCB, Court of Conduct Bureau, inviting the chairman of the Kano State Public Complaints and Anti-Corruption Commission to answer questions over the finances of the commission. When, after he attempted to investigate or probe that video involving Gandoje and corruption allegations, that's when he was invited by the EFCC and CCB. Do you think that's sort of saying that's witch hunt and selective justice?
If that is the case, I believe EFCC and ICPC must have, you know, of course, must have found one or two things, you know, to query about. But however, the law of Nigeria at this point in time does not allow state government to even have anti-corruption agencies in their states. So I believe something must have been fishing there, you know. I actually don't want to speak on what I don't have, you know, clue on. But I believe that witch hunting or political motivated cases, and, you know, it's happening. Politics is not a big deal, you know. But however,
it is a big deal. It is a big deal. Some would say it's a big deal, really, if the state agencies of state are used to persecute political purposes.
KB, do they have power to prosecute federal cases like thefts? Fraudulent cases for governors and the rest of them? Do they have the power according to the constitution? No, they don't have the power. So most of the investigation, if they are sufficient, they should forward the file to EFCC or ICPC to take the case to court. You know, like what I said, what EFCC is doing in Yahabelo, it's not jamboree, it's just a media show. If they have sufficient evidence with Yahabelo, they should go to court, fight the order suspending them or prohibiting them from arresting Yahabelo. My lord, these are the reasons, these are the evidences, Dr. these are Abraham the reasons Oshino, why I have to take this guy.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
The law does not work with
Thank
emotions.
You, Dr. Oshino,
so
for
I will call on our people.